Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with head football coach Eric Kluver about wrapping up the regular season and preparing for the upcoming Class 4A postseason. Joined by Indianola head football coach Eric Kluver. Indians lost 45-14 tonight. Coach, I know that's never an easy scoreboard to look at, but coming into this game, you knew Ankeny was going to be really good.
Yeah. Hats off to Ankeny. Really good football team. And, boy, they proved it tonight. A lot of weapons offensively. And I know their offense gets a lot of hype, but, boy, their defense is stout. They really controlled the line of scrimmage. We didn't have an answer offensively unless we pulled out a trick play where it was late in the fourth quarter, you know, when subs were going in. So give credit to Ankeny, a really good football team, and certainly humbled us tonight.
What were they doing on defense that was stymieing the offense quite a bit? Because it looked like Indianola just couldn't quite put any drive together other than that first scoring drive that they had.
Yeah, they controlled the front, and, you know, there wasn't much running room. And when we tried to throw the ball, they got a pass rush and just played really, really good defense. Just smothered us all night long. And, I wish I had an answer for you. It's one of those things, like, get home and watch film and see all the breakdowns, but, certainly wasn't our best performance.
I guess defense for the Indians, you mentioned it was the big plays that hurt on a couple of those scoring drives. You know, Ankeny has those weapons, but what were you seeing for the squad defensively tonight?
Well, we were just so timid early on, and, you know, we had guys in position, but then we wouldn't tackle, you know. And going into the game, my thoughts, you know, we had to leverage the ball. We had to play good defense. We had to gang tackle. And we just didn't do that very well tonight. And we had multiple opportunities to get off the field on fourth down, and we just couldn't get that key stop. Give them credit. There were times where they were first and 26, and they still moved the chains, you know, and that's not very good defense when you allow that to happen. So we got to go back to the drawing board, and, you know, we'll come back tomorrow morning with the team, and we're moving on. But we've definitely got to fix some things and move on. We'll find out noon tomorrow who's in our bubble or the playoffs. However, the state's going to do that, and then we're moving on. Either have a game next Friday or one the following Friday. So tomorrow at noon we'll find out. And our guys will regroup. I got a lot of confidence in them. I'm frustrated right now just because I didn't feel we played to our ability, and that's frustrating. Told the guys at halftime, turn off the scoreboard and go have some fun. You know, their eyes were just big as saucers, and I don't know why, because we played some darn good football teams this year, and just didn't see that tonight out of the Indians.
Well, now that I think this is a season that's going to go down and everyone's going to remember this season the way just everyone came in. Indians end up 3-4 with a really tough schedule. Right now, I know you don't have a chance to kind of reflect on the whole thing so far, but what stands out to you on this regular season?
Oh, just that we were able to play it, first of all. You know, who knew going in what was going to happen? Was it a one game, two games? Was it going to get shut down in the middle of the season? So that's what I'll remember. But I really like our group of seniors. And they're a great group of guys, excellent leadership. And we don't have many of them. We got 17 seniors, but they're just a excellent group to be around and fun to be around. So sure would like to continue this season as long as we possibly can with them.
Well, you know, you at least have one more game for this Indian squad. How do you want to approach the next week? Most likely 2 weeks, but again, we'll find out at noon on Saturday.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of things after this, you know, to clean up, and we got to continue to improve. And the message to our team all year long is, we're an awfully tough team to stop. When we play with passion and energy and I just didn't see that tonight. So I think you'll see that team back whenever we play, whether it's next week or 2 weeks. But got to continue to clean up the little things. Just hurt us tonight. Some special teams flaws that were just glaring. So Got a lot of work to do.
Once again, that was Indianola head football coach Eric Kluver discussing the upcoming postseason. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.